Okay, I'll turn off by saying that I appreciate this opportunity to come before everybody and to share a message. Let me pray first. Father God, I just come before you and ask that you would be here in the midst of all of us, that you would speak and that your word would be heard. Father God, that you would touch hearts, that you would move in lives as you've been moving. Father God, we would ask that you would continue to work your work, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. About 3 weeks ago, I drove down to San Diego to meet somebody I'd met online only, somebody that I roast coffee with. This is a person that I actually purchased beans from, and also I bought some roasted beans from as well. I drove down early in the morning, and took about 2 hours to get there. I was supposed to meet him earlier in the morning to have some coffee with him before we headed off to a Little League game with him for his son. But I got there a little late, so I had to actually drive over to the ball field and meet him there. When I got to the field, I was really thirsty. I had a banana in the morning, and I made myself a double espresso, and that was all I had. And I was really thirsty after that espresso. So I ran over to the concession stand after I got to the ball field, bought myself some water. I tried to open that water. And I tried, and I tried. I could not get that water open. I twisted so hard that I actually gave myself a blister. Now, right now, you're probably thinking, okay, he's giving a message on thirsting after the Lord. But that's not what I'm doing. I wanted that water, but I couldn't get to it. So I finally decided, okay, this is not working. I went back to my car. I got channel locks. I opened the water. I finally got something to drink. I was able to go back to the game and watch the game. While watching that game, I was just struck by how the fathers who were coaches for those kids were being so supportive and encouraging to their kids. No matter what the kids did, the fathers were always giving them praise, encouraging them, telling them they were doing good. Even when they missed the ball, they said, good try. You'll get it next time. When they caught the ball, they got thundering applause from everybody. There's family all around and all that. It's just important to encourage one another, to build people up. These little leaguers were just out there having a good time, but their dads were building in them something that's really important, giving them courage for the future, making them giants for the future. So I encourage everyone here to go out, encourage everybody, but also to receive encouragement from everybody. Sometimes we get encouragement and we sort of slough it off and say, okay, that doesn't really mean anything. You have to listen to it, hear it, feel it. I only have one verse. It's Hebrews 3:13. Let me find it. But exhort one another daily, when it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So, next time somebody pops one up in the air and you drop it, God's standing there going, nice try, you'll get it next time.